Freedom is not for myself alone, by Robert Jones Jr. If you remember the ship, if it didn't take your mind from you, then you understand. When we get to the place where the paper tell us to go, first thing I ask the Tubob, one of Lord Dunmore's soldiers, is what about my woman and my little boy? And he say that my freedom is for me and me alone. But how could it be that? What use is being forever unchained if my love's still bound up? These Tubob, no matter where they from, no matter how they sound, they share a strange way of thinking about freedom. They don't know what's free unless they line it up against what ain't. And for them, what ain't always got to be you. Give me liberty or give me death. We heard that a slave owner named Patrick Henry said that in a speech he gave to the other Tubob. I laugh for two reasons. For one, he don't know what he say to be invitation for his own slaves to rise up against him. They feel yoked by their mother England like we yoked by her colonies. If they break the chains, they showing how we can break our own. And there is at least as many of us as there is them. Only guns make it uneven. For two, for people who have everything, they seem to know not a thing. The only way to have what's yours and for no other reason than because you here, because you alive, is to kill yourself to keep it. But if you remember the ship, the bellowing, rocking ship, you reckon they make it such that something so foolish makes all the sense in the world. I didn't even say goodbye to Catherine and William, because what use is there in remembering faces I ain't never gonna see again? I just run off in the night with right John and left Julius, and me in the middle of them, stumbling in the woods looking for the spot where left Julius, the only one of us who can read, which cost him his left eye, told us the paper said we was supposed to go. When we finally arrive, the first thing I ask about is Catherine and William. And I know I was right to leave in silence instead of remembering their faces. When they put the rifle in my hand and dress me up in soldier's uniform with a bunch of other people by my side, some happy, some, like me, leaving everything behind so happiness won't ever be their fortune. I don't want to admit it, but holding that medal, cold until my grip warms it, makes me almost feel like a man. What I mean is, I almost feel like one of them, the Tubob, and the feeling ain't as repulsive as I thought it'd be. They gonna put us on the front line, I know. This man ain't called for us out of the goodness of his graces. I knew that the minute they left me no choice but to abandon flesh and blood. I know I ain't nothing but one of many to be used as cannon fodder. A body to fill out his shrinking and stunted ranks. To help deny liberty to the men who denied me liberty, proving that Tubob have no idea what that word mean. Never did. And never will. Might be all worth it, though. To see the masses, overseers and catchers, running like cowards at the sight of us, with the guns for once. To have us hooting and howling like we on the hunt, holding torches high in the night so the shadows don't hide their trembling bodies, shot down in the back. Have their families weep over their bodies. And those of us who make it rejoice for our own selves and our own selves alone, which ain't hardly enough. I hope I ain't one of those who make it. I can't sail over those waters again. That's what they tell us gonna happen. Those of us who fight for the crown and live to tell about it will be put on a boat and shipped off to England, whether we be triumphant or defeated. Crossing that same dreadful ocean that split us from our first families, with no promise that this trip will bring us anything different from what we got before, except having hearts broke twice instead of once. Who to say Dunmore is a man of his word? Never safe to trust Two Bob. If you remember the ship, if it didn't take your mind from you, then you understand.